me tell you, the handling of those prisoners at Guantanamo has been particularly harmful to America's image. Even England and Australia, you can't get better, stronger allies than that have criticized our departure from international law and the Geneva Convention. Secretary Rumsfeld's handling of the captives there has been about as thoughtful as his post-war plan for Iraq. I don't think he thought either one of them through very well. And it's this, they have already taken us farther down the road toward an intrusive Big Brother style government, toward the dangers prophesied by George Orwell in his book 1984 than anyone ever thought would have been possible in the United States of America. They have done it primarily by heightening and exploiting public anxieties and apprehensions. Rather than leading with a call to courage, this administration has chosen to lead us by inciting fear. Over and over again. Those who won our independence by revolution were not cowards. They did not exalt order at the cost of liberty. Those who won our independence, Brandeis asserted, understood that courage is the secret of liberty and fear breeds only repression. We need a call to courage in America as part of our response to balancing civil liberties and national security. Now, 3 weeks ago, in a speech at FBI headquarters, President Bush went even further and formally proposed that the Attorney General be allowed to authorize subpoenas himself by administrative order without the need for a warrant from any court. For example, John Ashcroft has authorized FBI agents to attend church meetings and rallies and political meetings and any other citizen activity open to the public simply on the agent's own initiative, thereby reversing a decades-old policy that required justification to superiors before such infiltrations could take place, and they would have to show a provable connection to a legitimate investigation. Indeed, the most worrisome new factor, in my view, is the aggressive ideological approach of the current administration, which seems determined to use fear as a political tool to consolidate its power and escape any accountability for its use. They have already taken us farther down the road toward an intrusive Big Brother style government, toward the dangers prophesied by George Orwell in his book 1984 than anyone ever thought would have been possible in the United States of America.